menu, your host this evening. Oh my God, I hate that.
She was very delayed.
I hate. Yeah, you know what? She irritates me. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the menu with your host, as always, Brother B. Anthony on the scene. Nikki, unfortunately, is not here tonight.
Applesauce.
Oh, here we go. Last night we were all applesauce, so don't even have that attitude today, sir.
Yeah, I know, but her, so she's consistently a batch of, like, bad applesauce.
You do realize I'm hoping she's actually going to listen to this tomorrow or later this evening. Okay.
I'll deliver it to her door with a rotten apple. What up, y'all?
This is what happens when people know each other for too many decades. They just abuse each other.
Let me ask you a question. Whatever happened to personal space? Y'all, can somebody explain to me? Can somebody call and explain? Like, what the hell ever happened to personal space? Like,
it's non-existent.
I think, like, people, unless you're, like, a good friend for over 5 years, maybe three, or you're, like, intimately entwined or whatever, or you're a family member. Like, yo, even still, give me some space. Give me some room, goddamn it. Like, some people, like, yo, public transportation, ridiculous. Like, no one believes in the space anymore.
And this actually has nothing to do with tonight's topic, but this is an actual topic that we need to cover in one night. But see, we have to cover that along with what happens to respect.
Oh, okay. Well, you respect,
courtesy, respect, personal space, all that stuff kind of goes hand in hand. And those things, sir, which we're lacking. So that we will fantastically cover another night. See, I'm with you. I'm there somewhat. So.
Yeah, I got you. Tonight's topic.
Okay. Well, tonight's topic is holiday shopping and pretty much the craziness that goes on with it. Like, we're in October. It's Halloween this month.
Yep.
Before the last week of this month, there will be Christmas decorations everywhere. There will be Christmas sales everywhere. There'll be pre-Black Friday sales before Black Friday. What's that about? I have no idea. But, you know, with the holidays approaching, everybody loses their freaking mind. So, what's the big deal? What's with all the craziness? Where's the actual love on the holidays? What happens to holidays actually being about being with family and friends? They don't even celebrate Thanksgiving, but they're quick to jump from Halloween to Christmas. There's actually a family holiday in the middle. So what's with the craziness? What the heck is all of that about? Give us a call and let us know. The number is 347-324-3395. See, and
now,
I don't have to do a whole lot of holiday shopping this year, so that works for me.
Why not? You got kids. Why not? You got kids and you got a man friend. You got a boyfriend.
Okay. Yeah.
You got to handle that.
Yeah.
You got to handle that.
Yeah. But he's like me. He doesn't require much.
Six pack and some chips.
What he does require, I can't stay on the air.
Well, that ain't none of my business. That ain't none
but
of any of our business.
It has gone through, I can't say that on the air. However,
okay.
The kids are easy. Listen, my oldest is a teenager. How do you give teenagers gifts on the holidays? You give them money.
True.
Because shopping for a teenager, it's not the easy. See, I can do a little bit of shopping, but I'm better off just giving him money and letting him go free. And the little guy, it's not that serious. All I have to do is Star Wars, Legos, Marvel. Some DC.
True.
My kids are dork like me.
I know I want some things. I want some damn things. I know what I want. I want a lion bot.
Is not available.
What?
I said Salma Hayek is not available.
No. I don't want that. I want a lion bot Voltron. Remember the old Voltron?
You
I want
you
the
want
lion
the
bot. Yeah, I want the metal one. I want the Lion Voltron, the metal one.
Okay.
Not that plastic cheap one.
Can I break your? I'm gonna have to break you right now and let you know that metal one is a couple of G's.
Well, listen. Somebody love me.
And honey, listen. Unless one of us or two of us got them lined up on the street to make some money for us, you're gonna have to find a rich. You're gonna have to find a rich chick somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, gotta find me an old lady.
You're going to have to find a snow leopard. That's what you're going to have to find.
Okay. Snow leopard. Gotcha.
It's cougar. It goes from cougar to snow leopard.
Okay. So I got to find a snow leopard. All right. No problem.
So you got to find a snow leopard.
Yeah. I want the Voltron. And I want something else. I did want some G.I. Joes. So I can pass on the G.I. Joes. But I definitely want the Lionbot Voltron.
I can't. See, and this is the insanity.
I want a keg of beer.
Well, see, I could do the keg of beer.
No, not the little baby keg. I want a big keg.
No, a keg.
Yeah, keg.
Roll it in on the hand
for us.
Keg. Yeah.
That's fine.
See, that I can respect. And a big straw. See, that's not right. You got to share.
Oh, shit.
I hate beer, but you got to share the cake. You got to share.
Whoa.
And as a matter of fact, you have no choice because my birthday is right after Christmas.
Oh, damn. Oh, yeah. Your boyfriend is... Damn. So he got to come out twice.
Nope.
Or he's just on one?
See, nobody understands. This is the beauty about having a birthday at the end of the year. I get to celebrate those last 2 weeks of the year. So technically, it doesn't matter what day you buy me something, I'm still partying.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you,
I got
you. You know what I want? This is what I want for Christmas and my birthday, like I want every year. Booze and food.
Sounds simple enough. That's simple, but compared to everybody else out there with the Black Friday sales and all this and that, first of all, I don't understand... Like, really? Is it really a sale? Or is it just like death in the store? Like, because the past couple of years, at the same damn Walmart, people have been like, the security guards there, somebody's been getting killed. And it's like, nobody ever tries to change what the hell is going on. They still do the same thing over and over again. I'm like, well, wait a minute. Didn't two other people losing their lives mean something the last couple of years compared to now? Like, nobody is implementing any type of change. Like, it's okay for somebody to die just because somebody want to go shopping.
I find that highly disturbing. But it's consumerism at its worst, at the lowest level of consumerism. Because in all honesty, stores like Walmart should have actual real security officers. You know, someone with a gun. And don't take it the wrong way. Not someone that's there making $6 an hour. You understand what I'm saying?
Somebody with a gun would have started popping off into the crowd, then it got worse. What I think they should do is instead of like
not
having those massive, either that or it's like you got to get these people to like orderly line up because you know they're spending nights there. You know they're outside the doors. You get them to line up in some type of order, or you're not letting them in. You're not opening the doors. You're just not doing it.
Well,
and maybe they need to just get like stronger doors. Something.
Well, it's even worse now because now they're starting the Black Friday sale during Thanksgiving. So at 5, 6 o'clock on Thanksgiving Day, guess what? The stores are open. So people are actually leaving the dinner table to go shopping. Or they're having dinner extra early so they can go outside and stand outside of Sears, Target, Walmart, Kohl's, whatever store it is, so they can be there first to get the sale. In case nobody's really realized this, technically those orange sales, they're just getting rid of inventory so they can make way for the new stuff that comes in January, in mid-January through February.
Exactly.
So it's not really that serious. You know when the real sales are? After Black Friday. After Christmas, that's when the real sales are.
Yep, January. January. Yes. That's when the real sales are because you got people are returning stuff, and you get it at a cheaper price. And not only that, stuff that they couldn't get rid of, they're getting rid of even cheaper.
Exactly. So for all you lunatics that like to do your Black Friday shopping, sucks to be you. And as a matter of fact, I found a way around Black Friday shopping. You know what it's called? Shop online. I avoid
stores. That's Cyber Monday. But then again, it's like
It's not Cyber Monday because I'll get up Friday morning and go on the computer for 15, 20 minutes and I'm done.
Okay.
So I never did a whole lot of mess.
So
me rolling over and spending 15 minutes on the computer and doing all my shopping is safer. They offer free shipping, so it's a little cheap. Actually, it's a lot cheaper.
And you can drink and shop. You can drink while you shop.
I can have me a freaking hot toddy. I can have me an Irish cream. I can have me an Irish coffee. I can still be in my slippers with my fuzzy robe on while the cyclists have been out at the store the night before. So that's my solution for holiday shopping. What's your solution? You come across any crazy people at TJ Maxx willing to fight you over the last pair of underwear? Like, seriously? We're tackling this now because when the holidays come, you're going to see more stuff on the news about some poor lady with a mother of three kids that got stomped at the nearest Walmart because she was trying to get some for her kids, you know?
It's
crazy and it doesn't make sense. Give us a call. Like, let us know what your opinions are about this. 347-324-3395.
And my thing is, no one cares. Once again, no one cares about people getting hurt. Like, all right, so you're trying to tell me that you're bomb rushing the store and you're stepping on somebody, but you don't care because you're just trying to get to that 50-inch TV. So it's all right for you to be stepping on some pregnant woman or crushing some man's skull. Just be, oh, well, I got to get that 50-inch. Wow.
Because
really?
But
the store should be ashamed of themselves. They should be ashamed of themselves. They should. Somebody needs to, like, you know what? Where are the politicians and these so-called senators? Like, where are these assholes who we turn around and so-called vote for and they don't do anything for us? Like, where are they? Like, they should be implementing some type of laws to stop certain things from going on. Like, I mean, come on, really.
Some
accountability.
That's like this doesn't appeal to them. It's not, in their eyes, it's not that serious. As far as they're concerned, it's just a couple of crazy shoppers that got a little out of hand. They don't care about, and people, you got it. Brother B, you got to remember this out of everybody. They don't care about us unless it happens to one of them.
Yeah, but dude, I think last year it was a pregnant woman that got trampled, but she lived.
Yes.
And the security guard, once again, another security guard, who got killed because he got trampled.
Mm-hmm.
He died. So I'm like, wait a minute, in the same damn store, and they're still not doing anything about it. Like, you know what, it's interesting how people want to pick and choose their causes. But they see this as, oh, this is once a year, so it doesn't matter. You know, it's an isolated, you know, incident. It's nothing serious. But, yeah, somebody losing their life because somebody want to buy a damn gift is reckless. It's reckless.
And not to mention the fact that Walmart on Long Island should have been shut down after the first time. Because it's the Walmart out on Long Island. Because there's only one Walmart in the speaking New York area.
Well, that's the Supermart. Well, that's the Super. That one is a Super Walmart, and you got Valley Stream. You got a lot of. You got Valley. That's Valley Stream, but you got a lot of people from Queens and other areas, surrounding areas, coming to that Super Walmart right there. So of course,
and that's the thing, because that's the nearest one to everyone. But you know what the sad part is? If half those people would take a trip into Jersey, they'd have no problem. Because where I live at, I have one in my town. Then there's one in Secaucus. Then there's one in West New York. There's one in, not West New York, West Bergen. Then there's one in Kearney. There's one out on 22. There's a Walmart pretty much everywhere.
But does it, are
now
they?
There's one on 1 and 9.
But nobody's going to turn around and pay the toll to go over there to shop. They're not going to do that. They're going to everybody. See, that's a logical mind. I'm not saying that the other people are illogical, but some people want convenience. And not only that, look at it. Now, another thing I don't understand is, how do you run into a store, buy stuff, put it in your car in the parking lot, and think that it's going to be okay when you go back into another store? Yeah, thank you. Somebody please call. Somebody tell me what the hell is wrong with that picture. So I'm buying a 50-inch TV, a PS4, and a couple of other things. There are people standing around watching me load this into my car, and then I walk away and I go into another store. And I'm really expecting. Now, there's a chance that it could be there. Could be there when I get back. But if it's not, I shouldn't be too shocked, because I'm an asshole that just put my butt, maybe spent $2,500 in electronics. Yeah, I just put it in the car unattended and left it there and went back in the store. Yeah.
Well, you're really the smartest person, because you're expecting it to be there.
Yeah.
Now, the real world, you're an idiot. But hey, you know, who am I to judge? Who am I to judge the stupidity of others?
Yeah, well, it's not so much judge, but it's like, think about it. Did you ever really think that there's a possibility? And it's like, you can look, you can say, oh, well, the parking lot, and I hear it now. Oh, well, the parking lot has cameras. Okay.
So what?
I remember one time there was an incident where somebody broke into my car at a parking lot, and at a Target parking lot. Went in there, spoke to security. They said, oh, those cameras don't zoom in. Oh, really? Cameras don't zoom in. So what's the purpose of having a camera system if it doesn't zoom in?
I'm sorry, you can't see anything. No, and this, you know, and I say this. Do you ever watch World's Dumbest?
Nah, because I see it every day. Vin, we go on. Make your point.
I see it too, but it's better on TV than in my real life. Trust me, it's more entertaining on TV.
Okay.
There are episodes where they are actually videotaping people do these stupid things. You know? Well, if you're an idiot that sits there and says, well, it's in the parking lot, there's cameras everywhere.
Uh-huh.
It's on Facebook. So, again, what's deterring the criminal from doing what now? Not a damn thing. As a matter of fact, they want 15 minutes of fame.
Of course. Why not? As the holiday season approaches, people really need to start putting on thinking. Maybe that's what somebody needs. Maybe you should buy somebody a thinking cap. Start putting on your thinking caps. Purchase them early, and really. Start to do things, you know, with some intelligence.
Are you serious? What have I told you about that?
Well.
What have I told you about intelligence in the average man?
Well, I mean, you know, sometimes you think things will change. Sometimes.
Really?
Oh, to those who don't know, this is Brother B. I'm in transit right now, so yeah, I'm on the move.
I'm trying to figure out, at what point did you stop and say, okay, people have actually gotten their lives together? What's wrong with you?
Well, I try to be hopeful.
Why? Be a real one for the rest of us. Accept the stupidity and call it a day. Well, let's accept it. Just admit that it exists and it's rampant.
Well, yeah. Well, this is true. This is true. I mean, like I said, after Thanksgiving, well, is it really after Halloween, they just kind of forget about Thanksgiving and just, like, go straight to Christmas?
Are you sure? Because I've never heard of this holiday called Thanksgiving where you're supposed to sit down with your family and be thankful that you have family. I've never heard of this holiday. I've never heard of this holiday.
You know, what gets me is how people talk about they're broke all year round, but they seem to really make it happen and spend during the holiday season.
Well,
And it's like, who really benefits and who really profits off of this? Of course, we already know it's all about corporate greed. But then some of us complain about corporate greed, but yet we feed the machine. And
well, yeah. This is why we go out there and spend $300 on a pair of Jordans. Well, not me, because I ain't stupid.
Yeah, yeah, and Jordan's sitting back laughing at us.
Listen, I'm so bad. I will be on 6pm.com doing my shopping. Okay? That's what I do. And I wait for my clearance, and I clearance that bad boy big time. But I tell you one thing, some Pumas that I be getting off there be a lot cheaper than what you be paying for them in the store. I don't care. I like them.
No. Are they like the old school Pumas? If they're the old school Pumas, they need to hook me up with the website. You can hook me up with that.
Anything.
Oh, listen, yeah, don't let everybody know the secret. Just let me know. Just text me on the low.
Hey, listen.
Everybody start ordering from the website.
Listen, this is how I do. You know how I roll. You know, listen, just because I'm broke, don't mean I have to look good. and that's the real world, you know? But people are crazy. They all want so much. And it's just who they think. You know, one holiday to jump into this next holiday. And the sad part is just how they're so commercialized that kids don't even appreciate the actual holiday itself. All they're worried about is, what am I getting? They're not worried about, oh, well, you know, can we stay up and get a story? Can we do this? Can we do, no. They're just worried about what are they getting. And it's got to be a PS4, a Wii U, this, that, and the third, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, no. Listen, take that seriously.
Well, see, that's where a lot of this self-absorbed and entitlement attitude comes from. It's like, I mean, hey, I can understand, like, the real meaning of Christmas is very religious, but we're not going to really get into that right now. But nobody really wants to adhere to it because they're too busy spending money. Now, I can understand, you know, it's always the thought that counts. But, I mean, hey, how far are you going to take it? How far are you going to go when you turn around in January? You spend in January, February, and March paying off all your credit card bills.
Yeah, and that's one thing we don't play here. Now, I put it to you like this. I have an entertainment system in the house. I do. I have a 360. It's for the house. You understand? It's not for one person. It's for the house. There are games that are purchased so if anyone's in the house can play them. You know, it's not purchased for one individual. If you're purchasing it for the house, that's one thing. To purchase it for one individual in the house is ridiculous.
No, this is true. This is true.
That's
my daughter wants one of those PS4s, and I guess I'm going to have to start, like, learning how to play video games, because she'd be like, oh, Dad, play with me, and I'm looking at her like, huh? Like, I'm still used to the joystick and the one button.
Listen, see, you know what? I'm going to hurt you. And Call of Duty is very addictive, so shut your kid.
But, you don't think that's a dangerous game? You don't think that a game like Call of Duty is like teaching these empty-minded fools about, like, you don't think it's dangerous?
Listen, if you're stupid enough to leave that shit from the rear door, it's got to be you. Because if you're stupid enough to really go all out from playing Call of Duty, you're just dumb. And that's how dangerous. That's just because your mom didn't raise you right.
This is true.
That is all. Your mama did not raise you. Because, seriously, it's Call of Duty. That's like saying James Bond is bad for you. Really?
I'm not too familiar with the game.
It's very addictive. But you know what? It's like when GTA first came out. The parents were sitting there blaming the game for their kids' violence. No, idiot. It's your fault because as a parent, one, you should know what your kids are playing. two, if it's a violent game, why would you let them play it in three? Did you not explain to them the difference between the real world and the fake world? You're an idiot. You should not be a fan. You should have been sterilized. Honestly, you never should have swapped.
Okay. And with that being said, all right, listen, I want to jump into the next topic. This is going to be a good one. So holiday love, those people who feel it's better to receive than give, and those individuals who seem to make more time for you, give you more attention around the holidays, and then when the holidays is over, they're just like, hey, I'll call you back.
But that is true.
Yeah. So, who do you think? I mean, well, we already know that you're attached. So, who do you? But if you weren't, let's say you had the side piece, or let's say you had the, you know, whoever. Who do you think is really deserving of gifts? Like really deserving of certain types of gifts.
Honestly?
Yeah.
No one would be. Listen,
no.
I'm that type. I would. Nah. Mm-hmm. Besides myself, no.
But that's not nice.
But see, you know what? I don't really do the holiday love thing, and I can't say I've done it. You know, I can't say that I've ever actually been that person to give into that type of thing. Because if you weren't here before the holidays, I don't need you afterwards. I don't need you during it. I don't need you. You know?
Interesting.
If you weren't here before the holidays, why then would I want to be around you during the holidays? Why would I want to be? Like, seriously, I'm not gonna attach myself to someone to like bring to all the holiday functions or whatever, and then be like, okay, go your way. I'm not doing it.
That's it from the rear door.
Because in my mind, that's like having a gigolo. I'm not paying no dude for nothing.
Yeah, but you know, if he's doing a service, nobody said that you're paid. But you know, if he's doing a service, I mean,
but if I gotta turn around and buy you something as a thank you, and you're not my main queen, you thank you. You can just stay where you at. It ain't that serious. I will be stacked about.
No, yeah. True. I mean, it's...
Go ahead.
That was me last season. I was good with it. Are you crazy? I hung out. I got smashed. My mom came to visit. I was still smashed.
Okay.
But I had fun.
Well, that's what it's all about. I mean, me personally, mm-hmm. When it comes down to whole holidays and like holiday love, I mean, you know, the kids always come first. You know,
the kids
got to get theirs, and I think once you get over a certain age, it's just that you should just have to deal with, you know, maybe getting a handshake and you know, a hug. Because it's like, yo, I mean, you know, times is hard on the boulevard right now. So, I mean, you know, what do you want? Unless, of course, if there's that special someone, then, you know, you're making sure you're taking care of your special someone. But I don't think, like, you know, side piece. Well, I don't know. I can't even say that. Because, you know, you may have, you know, sometimes people have, like, extraordinary side pieces. So they have to show them their appreciation.
Seriously?
Okay. Yeah, listen. You've never done that? You've never done that.
No.
Yeah. You've never done that. You never took care of a side piece. Why? Why?
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously. Why? Haven't you, like, you, what's wrong? What's wrong with that?
Nah.
I mean, yeah. I'm not talking about just a regular side piece. I'm talking about a side piece that goes above and beyond the Call of Duty.
Well, see, I have never had that, so I couldn't tell you.
You know, I don't understand you. Like you and Nicole like, you talk these adventures in sexual terrorism, but yet you turn around and say, oh, I never had this or I never had that. So what the hell have
you
had?
You have to understand something. My standards, especially for me, my standards are different, you know? And just because you experience things and you experiment with things, it doesn't mean that it's always been that pleasurable of an experience. And stop calling us sexual terrorists. We are not sexual terrorists.
Yes, you are.
Call us a sexual
terrorist. It is what it is.
Listen, wait until you've been collared, then talk about that. Anyway, the point is, just because some dude makes your toes curl once and once or twice, doesn't mean, ooh, he's going far beyond the dude. No, it means he's finally done his job. So, yeah.
But he doesn't deserve holiday love.
Fine, I'll get him a freaking shot box.
Because real talk, you know, there's a lot of women out there that's benefiting off of the holiday love. A lot of women out there that are benefiting off of that. You know,
there's a lot of them that are.
There's a lot of them that
There's a lot of them that are benefiting, and they're not even worth. They're not worth it. You know.
Well, that's not the point. Sometimes that's not even the point of them being worth it. It's just that, hey, a little goes a long way. So, you know, I just wanted to get you a little token of my affection to let you know I was thinking about you. And, you know, to some people, man, like you bought them a pyramid. Like you bought them a Lamborghini or something like that. Just a little something. To keep them going, you know, keep them going throughout the year for the next 11 months.
Keep them going. Yeah. It's a side piece, so not that much.
Listen.
And that's how I feel.
Listen, it's holiday love. It's supposed to be, you know, the most wonderful time of the year. It's supposed to be the time of the year where everybody's sharing, caring, loving, and, you know, goodwill and peace towards all men or something like that. However, Linus said it on the Charlie Brown special. Yeah.
Okay, and who lives by that for real? Okay, great. That's what I figured. In case you guys are wondering, it's the menu. We're here Thursday. We're actually doing an hour and a half.
Unless we're gonna go hard body on another topic, can't be an hour and a half.
We've been on for about. We're coming, trust me. Because you have us scheduled for an hour and a half, buddy.
Yeah, I know, but you can always cut it short.
You short. You keep acting up. I'm cut you short. We've been on for a few minutes. Anyway, it's the menu. Call us up. So, you know, I don't feel left alone here as I'm trying to beat the mess out of Brother B verbally. Number here is 347-324-3395. We are talking about the holidays and holiday love. Should five people actually get holiday love? That's a better question. Better question?
Yeah,
I got a better question than that. Should a fox get holiday love?
Oh, wow.
Fox love in the holiday. Well, what's that about? What's about that?
Well, I've never been siding, but I would. You know why? Because they serve a purpose,
mm-hmm.
and you want to keep them coming back. Like you listen, it's all about the customer, and you got to take care of your customers, right? You got to take care of your customers. So you want to take care of your thoughts. Your thoughts are your customers. You got to give back to the gift that keeps on giving.
Wow, you are really overly generous on the holidays.
No, it's not. Listen, nobody said it had to be overly generous. Like, you know, if I was starting, you know, I would get him maybe a little fifth of Henny or something like that in a card saying, hey, you know.
Wow. That's a lot more than I would ever expect if I could get. But that's my first question.
But listen, it's the thought that counts. Because the next time... Listen, make a thought happy, change your life.
Oh, my God. You almost made me spit on my ginger ale. I can't.
did. Like make a thought. Listen, they need love too.
Why
somewhere
is
out
that?
There. Because, listen, they've been running the little advertisements on TV for the longest about feed a hungry child 25 cents a day.
Oh my God, I know
you. So, dude, you can do that for a thought. Listen, once again, they provide service. The little kids over and that you paying 25 cents a month or whatever for, they're not providing the service. They just looking cute or they put some dirt on them to get your sympathy, and they got flies on their face. That's all it is.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you just did that.
Just to get your money and sympathy. They throw some mud on them. And they put some flies on their face, and then, like, here, like, we're going to go tempt these people and go and get money. Meanwhile, the little kids probably got bread. I think those little kids be actors. And because, you know, especially during the holiday season, they really be plugging those commercials. And I'm telling you, those little kids act.
You know what? They do that with the ASPCA crap, too.
Yeah, because it's like, they don't want to put an animal to sleep. Okay, you want to put an animal to sleep, but you shoot a black man in the back. But, oh, that's another story. But anyway, what are you talking about?
You are on a roll tonight. Holy hell.
Listen, I'm just saying.
You have been this vocal and outspoken in quite some time, sir.
Listen, because it's a situation that needs to be addressed. And like I said, holiday love is the goodwill towards men and peace on earth.
Okay. All right. So I do have one person that I am very good to during the holidays. We're not really good to, but we have a mutual respect for each other.
Okay. That's good.
And that's only because, we're from Shamir, your boy.
Okay.
Every holiday and birthday,
mm-hmm.
for me, it's actually one gift.
Okay.
Because if we don't know how to capitalize on my birthday like I should, we exchange booze.
You
the
exchange.
Gift that keeps on giving.
Oh.
We actually, we exchange booze on Father's Day, Mother's Day, on birthdays, and Christmas.
And you know what? That's so beautiful. That's so beautiful because my baby mama, she couldn't get nothing from me. Like, unless
you have to refer to her as baby mama already signifies the status of the relationship.
Well, I could refer to her as, a few other things, but.
Listen, you do baby mama and I do my ex-wife. See, it works. Every time I say ex-wife, it throws everybody off.
Baby mama's being generous. That's calling her that is being generous. Spawn of Satan is more like
really
it.
That's a really bad term.
Yeah, spawn of Satan is more like it. But anyway, don't go there. But no, I'm serious.
So
like,
she is
Yeah, like I don't exchange anything with her. Like I don't even tell her Merry Christmas. I don't tell her Happy Thanksgiving. I don't tell her Happy New Year's. I don't do none of that. Nope, none of that. Because I don't really care if she's having a Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, or Good Thanksgiving. I don't care.
Well, see, I can relate to that. I absolutely can relate to that because that's not my situation with your boy. That's my situation with my ex-wife.
Now, see,
and I'd be like, whatever.
Exactly. And she's a prime example of no holiday love. Is there certain people that you just can't do it for? Like, I'd rather, if I was starting, or had a couple of thoughts around, then I'd take care of the thought before I take care of baby mama.
Wow.
I'd take care of thought, yeah. I'd hook the thought up. I definitely would.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what I'm saying? I would definitely take care of the thought first.
Do you know how low in the tone you have to be to get this over a top? Wow.
I didn't even know you was even on the totem pole. Like, for like you have to be under the totem pole because I consider that at a higher standard.
So,
I mean, believe it or not, the
eye is in the book. Okay.
Yeah.
So my understanding is this. She's under the pole, circling the 10th level of hell right now.
Yeah, she's like...
Does she pretty much live in Dante's Inferno? Right?
Yeah, basically.
She's been a demon from Dante's Inferno. Okay, I got you.
Yep. So no holiday love in that direction at all. Not even like a burnt Christmas card. Not even a burnt Christmas card. None of that. Nothing at all.
Wow.
Nothing. Nope. Nothing. I wouldn't pee on a card and give it to her.
Oh, wow.
So, Doc, you gotta take care of them, man. You have to.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
But I mean, you wouldn't know. But I'm sure there's people out there. Because I mean, believe it or not, there are thoughts that have standards. There are thoughts with that there's certain things that they will and won't do. So you know.
And then a solid standards, now you're pushing.
Please exit through the rear door.
Wow. That's like being an honest politician. You do understand that.
Yeah, right.
You do realize that's an oxymoron.
Yeah, right. I was about to say, that's like the honest politician. That's like trying to put shit back in your asshole after you shitted it out.
Hey, you're the one
can't do that.
Listen, you're the one that started with the whole spot having standard.
Well, no, I mean, but listen, to be honest with you. And there's certain things that a thot wouldn't do. But a politician will do anything. A politician will do anything. They have no standards. Most of 95% of them have no standards. And
I don't believe that little 5% do either.
And those are the reasons why we have the issues that we have. This is why, as this holiday season comes, and as soon as Halloween is over, Christmas lights will be going up. People be putting fake snow on their lawn, right next to the scarecrow.
We live in the Northeast. We don't need fake snow. Yeah.
No, there's people out there that use fake snow. There's people out there that use fake snow. The big cotton blankets. The big cotton blankets and stuff like that. Like, yeah, when there's no snow outside, they use the fake stuff. But I'm just saying, it's the whole commercialism of things. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not anti-holiday. I like the holidays. It's all good and stuff. But it's just like, yo, there are people out there that really don't deal with the holidays. There are some people out there, like, they get depressed when the holidays come up. And...
This is very true.
It's not a very good time of the year for them. But yet, we go so hard in one direction in terms of commercialism, and we go so hard in that direction and like, oh, we got to do this and this and that, and everybody's thinking once again, spend, buy, this, that, and the third. It's like, yo, there are people out there that actually just are very anti-holiday, and they just don't do it for whatever personal reasons they don't do it for. And it's not like we actually...
I don't know if they're anti-holiday per se. I think that there are people out there that actually understand the true meaning of it and don't get caught up in the commercialization of it. I think that would be more accurate. Unless it's a religious thing, for the most part, I think, most people, the people that don't really OD on it are the ones that actually follow it for what it is. You know what I'm saying? They believe in it, actually, as opposed to, everybody else that's like, hoo-hoo, shop, spend, put more money in my supporters' pocket. Like,
Well, my thing is, where did the whole concept of gift giving come from? It's like, was it when the three wise men came and gave gifts? That's where it came from.
And it's not like they was, you know, it's not like they rolled up giving away. You know, if people really, really look at, you know, if people really read the story, you know, these wise men had traveled from far and wide to give these three gifts, which were really good gifts, okay?
Well, wait a minute. What was so wise about them? What was so wise about them? I don't understand.
Really?
Did they know how to travel?
I don't know.
Did they know how to travel? Listen, I'm just asking, because you know what?
Maybe they were the wisest men in their villages that knew that the birth of the baby Jesus was coming, and they had the baby. You know, they got the hot line before anybody else. Although I'm still not believing that whole she was a virgin before she had. Still not buying that.
Well, listen. See, I was going to elect you to be, you know, tell the Christmas story, but since you just said that, I don't want you, nobody, to throw something at you. like you messed up the story. But, nah, I mean, I'm just wondering because, you know, the whole thing is that people really never take, like, as you get older, certain things you just start. And I'm wondering, where the hell did the fat boy on the sleigh come from with the reindeer? Like, where did that come from?
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, believe it or not, Santa Claus actually, you know, the actual lore behind that whole Santa Claus thing is that Santa wasn't actually a jolly old man. As a matter of fact, he was some type of freaking demon. Like,
oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, yeah, he was a pagan, some type of pagan god, demon, whatever the hell. And up until, like, 1700s, they didn't have Christmas in this country until, like, the 1700s. Yeah.
Wow. Somebody paid attention in school.
Hell no, somebody just reads a lot of crap that they shouldn't be reading. This is also why somebody works on computers all day. And goes to, like, nerd conventions. Well, honestly, what else am I supposed to do with that?
Well, okay, so I guess you'd be going to Comic Con.
No, I'm not going. The kids are going.
Oh wow, nice.
But okay. It's fine because I went to a couple of weeks ago. I went to my Supernatural convention, so it balances it out. It's good.
Okay.
I went to my convention. I got more than two stars there. I have tons of pictures. I'm good. So the kids are going to Comic Con, and it's all good.
Works for me. So, like I said, man, when it comes down to this holiday stuff and gift giving and holiday love and all this and that, like I said, you gotta stick to the kids and I guess the people that really matter, the close loved ones. You know what I'm saying? The people.
Oh, yeah.
I mean. Because, you know, people do put a lot of value on gifts, and I really think they shouldn't. Like, because once again, we may say it, but it's always the thought that counts. But some people measure their love or by how much they spend.
Well, to be honest, they're just, but you know what, you got to remember, there are just shallow people like that all year round. You know, if we're gonna really go there, let's be honest. People like that put that much emphasis on how much they spend on a gift are generally the emptiest people in the universe. Because they have nothing else going for them other than how much material possessions they own. Or how much they can show off to show that they're better than someone else. Blah, blah, blah. Oh my God, I'm so bored. It's generally those people. You know, that have nothing, that are empty inside to begin with, that really overdo it. This is their status in life. Oh, let me blow X amount of thousands of dollars during the holidays because I can't do it during the year. Like, seriously? How about I spend a couple of $100, make the people in my house happy, and then act like a fool with them throughout the year?
True.
You know, at least this way I know I'm stretching that dollar. I'm stretching that dollar and we're still happy for it.
And
I'm going to throw money in because of a big party this year. For the past 6 years,
okay.
I have gone all out for my son's birthday party. Do you know what I'm doing this year? We're going to the amusement park and we're going to spend the day there acting stupid.
Oh,
but
that sounds like fun.
That's what we're doing. No, no
that
more. Like
fun.
Done. Like, I'm done the big party. Honestly, this first birthday party was a freaking show. We showed up an hour and a half, almost 2 hours late to his own birthday party. You know why? Because I was putting the finishing touches on a 12-layer cake that I had made.
12-layer? Oh, my gosh. Should work in the store.
Yeah, and I will never do it again. 12-layer cake because his theme for his first birthday party was Wonder Pet. Yeah. We'll be doing it. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, hey.
Yeah. Okay. So listen. So, again, and I didn't do it, and believe me when I tell you, I did it to impress no one but myself, because I really wanted to see if I could make that 12-layer cake. I bet you I never made it again. But every party after that has been a big production. Like, I remember one year was both the boys' their birthday is in the summer. So the young guy must have been probably about three. We had the party at the daycare. He had 20 kids in the daycare, not including staff. I made everybody gift baskets using beach freaking buckets and shovels that I had gotten out. But like this. By the time I was done, my little supposed trip to the 99-cent store was ridiculously overpriced. I can't tell you how much I spent on favors alone. Yeah. You know what? I'm dealing with that now. You know what I need? I need to grab Shorty, throw him in a headlock, pop him in the car, take him to the park, and watch him and his adrenaline junkie behind lose it all day. That's what I need. Because he's an adrenaline junkie anyway. You know?
I learned
that he didn't. All that stuff is all over time. Like his past birthday party, he couldn't wait to leave the party so he can come home and have a sleepover with his boys. Like, really? He wants to hurry up and get home so he can have a sleepover so they can play video games, so they can watch movies. I'm like, yo, I could have just did this all day.
Well.
I could have bought a little ice cream cake. They'd have been up in here tearing the shop up. They'd have been hiding. But again, my value was never wrapped up in how big or how low. It's always been, all right, this is what the kids want. Now I know they don't want it no more. I'm like, hey, okay. You know, but there are a lot of people that really, their self-worth is really wrapped up in how much money they spend on this. You know, what do you mean you don't like this? Don't you know how much I have to pay for? Dude, I don't care. I could care less. And what I want you to do, leave me the hell alone. That's what I want you to do. Give me booze. Give me food. Get out my face.
You're funny.
I'm honest. Because in all reality, if there's something I really want bad enough, I'll get it for myself. Honestly. Which ruins everybody's holiday, which is awesome.
Yeah, well, I mean, all right. You know, everybody has their own interpretation. I mean, we know that you go in as much as possible because you have children. So it is what it is. But in the same token, you know, there are big spenders. There are people who just seem to break the bank. And, you know, I just find it very interesting that they do. But, you know, hey, to each his own. You know, like I said, some people measure their love in dollars and cents.
Yeah, well, honey,
people.
Honey, you can't take it with you when you go, you know.
Yeah, you sure can.
Yeah.
But, you know, some people will try.
But, you know, that's right. But in the same token, again,
why should how much I care about you be measured in how much I'm spending on you? That's when I've never really understood that correlation. It should never be how much I spend on you. It should be how much time I spend with you and what we do together. And I mean, granted, you know, everybody has busy days, busy lives, blah, 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 blah. You know, everybody has that. But even with that said, that time that you guys are alone together or whatever, that's what really counts, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, yeah, I mean, my whole thing is holidays. Holidays should mean a whole lot more than just gift giving. Like, whatever happened to, like, family and certain values and things of that nature. I mean, it's like, I mean, I can't stress it enough. The fact that we just, I don't know how it is in any other country, but I know how we do the holidays here, and it's just wild. It just really is.
Because
there's
no, listen, the whole sense of community is going as it is.
Yeah.
It's hard to try to bring that about when you don't really have a sense of it either. You know? Like, I try every Christmas morning to have Christmas breakfast with the kids. I try. Sometimes it's them eating and me drinking coffee. Sometimes it's all of us eating together. But whatever it is, you know, that's something that I like to do. Yeah, of course I like to see their faces light up and stuff. And, you know, I'm not too keen on the noise, but they're happy. There's laughter, you know. They're beating the crap out of each other. They're doing what kids are supposed to do, you know. And it's, again, I don't go all out. I really don't. Uh-uh. Saying the fact even if I could afford to, I still wouldn't because they'd never appreciate it.
No, this is true. I mean, you know, like I said, man, it's just amazing how far. Like, I remember when I was a kid. I mean, yeah, you know, it was all about, you know, as a kid, you know, everything is all about the gifts. But, yo, family actually spent time together. People actually did things. People, you know, actually were a little more kinder than they are right now. Like, people are just out just trying to just, like, beat you in your head and, you know, leave you on the side of the road.
But you know what? You're also talking about a time period now in which, you know, and this is another reason why I don't think it'll ever get back to the way it used to be. Not too long ago, I'm going to say probably about maybe 6 months ago, lady caught her husband cheating. She was going to leave him. He takes his 3 kids, drops them off at his mother's house, goes back to her, empties the clip in her, after she served him with divorce papers. You wonder why families don't get together? Why would you want to?
Well, because, I mean, there still has to be some type of value in it. I mean, listen.
Stuff like that makes me never want to be around people. But you know what? That, in all honesty, that also goes to show that this person never had anything close to respect for anybody other than himself. It was all about him and you. And there's a lot of that selfish mentality. Granted, he took it to a whole extreme with his narcissistic tendencies, freaking murder, but
almost murder anyway.
But it's that whole me, my, it's all about me mentality. That's what that is.
Yeah, and that's why it's like we're falling apart morally. That's why things are just on a decline. I mean, this is why, you know, it seemed like every year when the holidays do come up, it seemed like it's more and more violence that you hear about, you know.
Yeah. Absolutely. Because people lose their freaking minds. And there's no sense of, my fellow man, what can I do for you? There's none of that. Are you going to eat?
Yeah, I mean, listen, what are we to do? Listen, it's 8:59. I think this topic has ran its course.
Fair enough.
And we're gonna wrap it up for tonight.
It looks like you're gonna wrap it up, and we're gonna have to work on some stuff for next week.
This topic has actually
just depressed the crap out of me. Thank you.
It shouldn't have depressed you. It should have made you feel happy. Because we're not.
Well, I'm not now. So now I have to go drink. See, now I'm not happy, so now I have to go get drunk to make myself happy again.
Sorry. Sorry about that.
Yeah, because of course I need an excuse these days. What are you, ridiculous? Come on.
Well,
for the menu, I'm Sneaker. As always, Brother B's with us. And hopefully, people will start to realize that the holidays are more about family than how much money I'm spending on you. There's always that hope. But until next time.
Definitely. Until next time, Brother B, Nika. We'll be back next Wednesday, and we'll make sure it's a whole lot more interesting than holiday love.
we're definitely going to do something better than that.
All right,
guys. Take it easy. Be safe out there. Love and peace.
All right, later.
Later.